Good afternoon. This is Bill Young and John O'Rourke, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch, Catholic Conscience 2.0. Today, this is a continuation of our previous prayer. We prayed the Rosary. Today is Wednesday, October 11th. And this chaplet of Divine Mercy we will be praying is specifically for those lost souls of 1,100 from in Israel that were brutally murdered and raped and kidnapped. Also, it was 14 Americans and maybe more that were killed. So we're praying for the rescue of those from Israel who were captured. And we're praying for the souls, those who committed a sin, a murder. May they redeem themselves, release the hostages, flee their country. So let's start the prayer of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Opening prayer. You expire, Jesus, but the source of life gushes forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy open up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, invoke the whole world and empty yourself upon us. O blood and water which gushes forth for the heart of Jesus, as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, the only Son, our Lord, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he comes to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of body, and life everlasting. Amen. And on our Father bead, we will now pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity to your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. On the next 10 Hail Mary beads, we will pray. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, Have mercy on us and the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. Eternal Father, I pray the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. Repeat after me 3 times. Holy God, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Have mercy on us and the whole world. Holy God, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Have mercy on us and the whole world. Holy God, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Closing prayer. Eternal God, whom your mercy is endless, and the treasures of compassion is exhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair, nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. A prayer for divine mercy. O greatly merciful God, infinite goodness, today all mankind calls out from the abyss to the mystery, to your mercy, to your compassion. O God, that with the mighty voice of the mystery that cries out, glorious God, do not reject the prayer of the endless exiles. O Lord, goodness beyond our understanding, who are acquainted with our misery through and through, how that with our own power we cannot ascend to you, We implore you, anticipate us with your graces and keep increasing your mercy in us, that we may faithfully do your holy will above all through our life and at our death. Let the optimists of your mercy shield us from the darts of the salvation's enemy, that we may, with confidence as your children, await your final coming, the day you know you alone, and we expect to obtain everything you promise by us, Jesus, in spite of our own weaknesses, O Lord, for Jesus is our hope. Through his mercy, heart, through an open gate, we pass through to heaven. Amen. Now the prayer of the Chaplet of Mercy added to me. In addition to the Novena of Divine Mercy, our Lord gave St. Maria Faustina for her own personal use. He revealed to her a powerful prayer that he wanted everyone to say, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. St. Faustina prayed this chaplet almost constantly, especially for the dying, and the Lord urged her to encourage others to say it too, promising extraordinary graces to those of the world who recite this special prayer. The chaplet we can be said any time, but the Lord specifically asked that it be recited as a novena, especially at the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy. And he promised, by this novena, the chaplet, I will grant every possible graces to souls. We can pray this novena of chaplet for our own personal intentions, or we could offer them up together with the novena to Divine Mercy for the daily intercession directed to our Lord, to St. Faustina. Our Lord said to St. Faustina, encourage souls to say the chaplet which we have given you. Whoever recites this will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person. Do not let be judged, just as my merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners in their last hope of salvation. Even if the sinners were most hardened, if we were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive great graces from my infinite mercy. I desire the great unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through this chaplet, you will obtain everything. If you want to ask for it, it is compatible with my will. Amen. Now we're doing day one, the first day of the Novena of Divine Mercy. Jesus stated, today, bring me all mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. Most merciful Jesus, whose very nature is to have compassion on us and to forgive us. Do not look upon the sins, but look on our trust that we place in your infinite goodness. Receive us all into the boat of your most compassionate heart. Never let us escape from it. We beg you this by your love, which unites you to the Father and the Holy Spirit. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon all mankind, especially upon poor sinners, all enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. For the sake of your sorrowful passion, show us your mercy, that we may praise and optimize of your mercy forever and ever. Amen. Well, this concludes the prayer of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and the Novena of Divine Mercy. Again, if you have questions, if you have friends and family in Israel, if you have kidnapped family or friends, and you're welcome to have their names prayed for specifically, you could email me at wryoung12@yahoo.com. wryoung12@yahoo.com. We'll thank the special attentions to pray for them. And all those Legion of Marys will pray for them also. Amen to that. God bless you. God bless our Blessed Mother Mary. Thank you for the beautiful sign you gave me this past Friday. The sign was a sign of hope, the beautiful roses that you, bouquet of roses that you gave to us spiritually. Because Jesus is here with us, present with Holy Communion. And with, not too far away, is also his mother Mary, who will also be with those who are kidnapped. Maybe those who cannot pray this prayer, who doesn't even know this prayer. Let us be the surrogate to do the prayers for them. For may it be counted, this prayer, as if they prayed it themselves. Thank you, Lord, for these gifts. Thank you, Mary, for the supporting of us. For I know you must be in terrible pain this past week, like Jesus in terrible pain, to see your own people murdered, slaughtered, innocent children and women, murdered, slaughtered, and raped. Horrific, it's horrific. But you said, love thy enemies. So may they have some kind of glimpse of close. They believe that Jesus is a prophet. They believe that Mary, his mother, is a prophet. We know that Jesus is the Son of God, and Mary is the mother of God. But if they really believe that, let the hostages go. For their own good, let them escape to another country to stay away. For their wrath of will happen to them. And the wrath of where, if they die where they're going, they may not like it. So I would say, repent, as Jesus would say. Repent and pray for God's forgiveness. And leave these hostages alone and innocent people. And condemn it. May everyone in the world condemn the loss of innocent lives. The rape of killing of women and children. Amen. And again, please, please, I'm on Twitter. You can email me at wryoung12@yahoo.com. For those who want specific prayers, for those who are family members or friends who were in Israel at the time, who were injured or maybe kidnapped, then that they pray that they may be released. For God will heal you. And Mary is with you. Amen.